First up today, we're talking about your vehicle steering wheel. Not really. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 6th day of November. Thanks for being with us. In other news, searching for a child to adopt using artificial intelligence, there are new concerns. Trading of WeWork stock was halted today. We'll share why that happened. Consumer spending and the holidays. We've got an update. A new headache for employers? What is it? People are not quitting their jobs. A food recall from Tyson Foods is a big deal for folks in selected states. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Tesla is getting new union pressure. For the interview, you'll meet Roe Crosby, the founder, president, and CEO of Taro International. And we're going to change your life. With what? Tips on time management. No, it's that big a deal. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and once again, welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, inviting you to find us over on Threads at Insight on Business and on X, formerly known as Twitter, at IOB_NewsHour. Well, this is interesting. We did not know they existed, but we have just learned that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants you to not put aftermarket decals that embellish the vehicle logo on your steering wheel. The story is that these decals are usually adorned with rhinestones or other decorations and attached to the steering wheel with an adhesive back. What happens when your airbag deploys? They can cause serious injury. The safety group said that at least one driver lost an eye when the airbag deployed. The cause? Rhinestones in the decal. The Safety Administration is urging drivers to avoid purchasing these aftermarket steering wheel decals for all vehicle makes and models. Consumers who are currently using these emblems are also being asked to remove them. Who knew, right? There are some major concerns in using artificial intelligence to assist in adoption proceedings. The Associated Press did an investigation into publicly traded Family Match and found numerous flaws. Here's the story. Former social worker Thea Ramirez has developed an artificial intelligence-powered tool that she says helps social service agencies find the best adoptive parents for some of the nation's most vulnerable kids. But an Associated Press investigation has found that the Family Match algorithm has produced limited results in the states where it's been used, raising questions about the ability of artificial intelligence to solve such human problems. Two states dropped the tool with only a few adoptions at the end of their initial pilots. Social workers in Florida, Georgia, and Virginia told AP that Family Match wasn't useful and often led them to unwilling families. Florida agencies, on the other hand, reported a more positive experience with the algorithm, saying that it assisted them in tapping into a broader pool of prospective parents. It should also be noted that in Tennessee, that state pulled out of a testing of the tool due to technical issues encountered during the pilot period. Wall Street ended the trade of WeWork stock because the office sharing company, once valued at $47 billion, is attempting to seek bankruptcy protection. The AP is reporting the Wall Street Journal and other media outlets reported that WeWork was planning to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as early as this week, citing unnamed sources familiar with the matter. A WeWork spokesperson said last week that the company does not comment on speculation and did not immediately return messages after trading in the company's stock was halted on Monday. If you were with us last week, we reported that the National Retail Federation is predicting holiday sales will increase between 3 and 4% over last year. And for many retailers, the holiday shopping season can be responsible for close to one half of their full year sales numbers. What we do know from the Retail Federation is that consumers are shopping earlier than in years past, and while they're concerned about future economic conditions, they are continuing to spend. Hot items so far this year are anything related to Barbie and Ken, along with fancy candles and anything tied to, yeah, Taylor Swift. Small, locally owned retailers are concerned that consumers may bypass their stores in favor of doing business with the likes of Amazon. So many are already offering deals and discounts. Wall Street traded in choppy conditions today, with the major indexes flipping from positive to negative in a reversal to the banner week investors had last week. Those numbers, we'll share those with you in just a bit. So do you remember when the trend was quiet quitting, when workers worked less and did it quietly? Then there was the issue of workers simply quitting their jobs in the Great Resignation, and they were in search for better wages and benefits. Now, all of that was a major headache for employers. However, today there's a new pain point. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that now, in light of the economic conditions, workers are refusing to quit. Turnover has declined so steeply at some large employers that companies now find themselves over budget on certain teams, requiring leaders to weigh whether to postpone projects or cut additional staff as the end of the year approaches. Other bosses worry about how to keep star employees engaged when there are far fewer vacant positions internally, making it harder to move people into new roles. Companies such as Bank of America and drug maker Ferring Pharmaceuticals say they've seen fewer employees leave their jobs this year. In some cases, executives say turnover is returning to pre-pandemic levels following years of upheaval in the labor market. From Morgan Stanley to Wells Fargo to Pitney Bowes, executives are saying turnover has nearly stopped, and now they're faced with the decision to do more layoffs or find other ways to cut costs. Two words. Stay tuned. Hey, if you got a package of Tyson Fun Nuggets, the folks at Tyson Foods wants them back, warning consumers that the dinosaur-shaped nuggets may contain pieces of metal. USA Today is reporting that the affected products were made on September 5 and have an establishment label of P7211. Approximately 16,500 packages of the product were shipped to distributors in Alabama, California, Illinois, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin. The USDA said it will post a list of stores that received the chicken on its website. To get there, simply Google USDA recalls. Customers who purchase the recalled nuggets are encouraged to throw the package out or return the product to the point of purchase. It was an up-and-down day on Wall Street. However, in the end, the markets did finish slightly in the green. The Dow added 34 points to close at 34,095, while the NASDAQ picked up 40 points to end the session at 13,518, and the S&P 500 added 7 points to close at 43,065. So what is behind the stall? Well, traders are worried about another rate hike, but they're also thinking there may be a rate cut by the central bank. So actually, nobody knows, and without clear directions, the market does drift. It's a wait-and-see game following last week's big rise for the equities. And finally, there is this, and this is about the pressure on non-union automakers like Tesla. Tesla is raising wages for its German workers following growing organization efforts across the electric vehicle's global operations. Germany's IG Metal Workers Union has recently sought to organize the Berlin Gigafactory's 11,000 employees, prompting Tesla to promise a 4% pay increase on top of a roughly $1,600 bonus. The electric vehicle maker has already increased pay for its U.S. workers who aren't unionized but have piqued the interest of the United Auto Workers. That's a wrap for today, but we want you to go ahead and click through to listen to Ro Crosby from Tarot International. We're going to give you some life-altering tips on time management and at the same time debunk the myth of multitasking. You gotta listen, we promise. It could really alter your life. Thanks for listening.